Purim related themes. I think we'll do a couple of Temin Alach Shirim this week on Purim related themes. This one isn't directly Purim related, but I think you might be able to make the Purim connection. There is a discussion in the Gemara and in the Ramah and in Poskim, oddly not in Shulchan Aruch, about whether a person is allowed to paskin a halacha while he is intoxicated. If a person has drunk wine, is he allowed to paskin a halacha? So I think we had a Temin Alach Shir about davening while intoxicated, which presumably is more relevant. Well, hopefully none of it's too relevant, but that's probably more relevant to many people than paskening while drunk. But it's a very interesting sugya. Is one allowed to pasken halacha while drunk? The Gemara Maseches Erevin of Samach Dalet Marav tells us, Amar of Yudam or Shmuel Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yora, that if a person drinks even just one revius of wine, he's not allowed to pasken a halacha. Now, one revius of wine is not very much wine; it's a few ounces of wine. It's about how much you have at Kiddush, and you're not allowed to pasken halacha when you drink a revius of Yayin. So the Gemara explains, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Beis Amar Aleph, Yayin my time alone, Amar Bach Bar Chanina, Amar Krala, Rosnami Shechar, Oskin Barazo Shalol, Amal Yishtakru. When you're dealing with the secrets of the universe, when you're dealing with the critical things that Dvar Ma'om de Bruma Shalolam, that a person should not be intoxicated when dealing with such things. The Gemara increases, Yud Gimelam and Beis, Tanra Abanon, Yayin Vishechar Al Tesht, Yachla Filu Kolshu, Afilu Megito, Tamalam of Shechar, in Israel Kedem. How much does it take to get drunk? A revius of real wine, of wine that's ben mem yom, that had a time to ferment and isn't just grape juice. A revius of real wine is enough to disqualify someone from paskening. What about other drinks that are intoxicating, that aren't wine? All of these Gemaras talk about wine. So the Gemara Maseches Ksubos Dav Yoma Beis tells us, Amarav, Ochal Tmarim Al Yora, that if a person eats dates, he's not allowed to paskin. Apparently, dates were assumed to have some sort of intoxicating effect, and if a person eats dates, they're not allowed to paskin. So Tosos, on the spot, in Ksubos is bothered that in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel, we paskin that if a Kohen drinks Shar Dvarim HaMishtakrim, if a Kohen drinks other things that intoxicate, other intoxicating beverages, he's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash like Shitas Rabbi Lazar, but Rav Paskins in Ksubis that you're not allowed to Paskin after you drink other things. So which is it? Do other things make you halachically drunk? We know that they make you physically drunk. Do they make you halachically drunk? Or do they not make you halachically drunk? Why is it when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to walk in after you drank some schnapps, but when it comes to Paskining halacha, even if you drink schnapps, you're not allowed to Paskin halacha. So Tos says, well, there's difference. B'S Mikdash is different than Psak. B'S Mikdash is Dafka, a din in Yayin for whatever reason. But Psak is a din in your state of mind. It has nothing to do with Yayin. Tosus Maseches Krisus says, no. Midoraisa, you're only Chayiv if you drink wine. But if you drink Shar Dvarim HaMishtakrim, you're also not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash Midrabanan. When it comes to can I Paskin HaLacha or not if I drink other things, you cannot Midrabanan. It's part of that Din Midrabanan that it's considered to be that you're intoxicated and therefore you're not allowed to Paskin. However, the Rambam writes in Ilchus Beis HaMikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Beis that if one enters the Mikdash while intoxicated, even with other things, even with things other than wine, he's Chayiv Malkus. Makes it sound like the Rambam holds that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So the Gra in Yerodeh, Reish Mem Beis, says apparently the Rambam was bothered by Tosfos Kasha, that it's a stira between the two sugyas, whether you're chay, whether it's considered that a person is drunk when he drinks Shar HaMishtakrim, the other Shar Mashkin HaMishtakrim, and the Rambam must paskin, that it does, that we paskin like the sugya in Ksuvas, that you are considered drunk and therefore you're going to be chayiv mid'oraisa for walking into the Beis HaMikdash, and it would definitely fall under the iser of paskening. There is a fascinating discussion on the Rishonim. What about Dine Mamanis? If one person asks me a question in Kashrus, and Hilchas Tefillah, and Hilchas Brachas, and, you know, Hilchas Shabbos, which are the common things to come up after you drank a revius of Yayin, very often I'll make Kiddush at home, and I'll drink the Kiddush cup, and then someone will come knocking at the door, and they have a Shaila, and I'm always not sure, because I don't hold my alcohol very well, and just one Kiddush cup, and I'm already not thinking so clearly, so not sure, can I paskin? So that's one thing, to paskin is avadet, to paskin, or Chaim Yoredei related issues. What about Choshe Mishpat? What about being a dayan? What about determining dinei mamnas? So this is machlokes rishonim. Tosus and Sanhedrin daf mem beis amud aleph says it's mutter for dinei mamnas. Rabbi Yonan, Igeres HaTshuva, Drash Sheni, Oslamites says that it's aser b'dinei mamnas. The iser applies b'dinei mamnas the same way it does for iser v'heter. What's the svara that it should be mutter b'dinei mamnas? So probably because dinei mamnas is efshar b'chazara. If you realize afterwards you made a mistake, you can give the money back. But if I told the guy he could be Mechal Shabbos, you know, I told the guy that he could do something, it turns out to be Mechal Shabbos, you can't give that back. The Tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Aibshitz, and Chosh Mishpatzim and Zayin, Sifkan Vav, says that also by Dinim Mamnis, you're generally not alone. You have two other Dayanim with you. So all three can't be drunk, but if you have two other Dayanim that are there to correct you, you're thinking maybe very creative while you're drunk, but you may come up with new ideas that you wouldn't have otherwise thought of. And if you're getting too wild in your thinking, don't worry, the other Dayanim will correct you. That may be the Shita of Tosfos. Pischi Tshuva in Chosh Mishprov there in Siman Zayin and the Aruch HaShulchan say that by Dinim Mamnis, the reason you're allowed to do it while you're drunk is not because of the other Dayanim, but because Balei Din can agree to accept anyone as a judge. They got Filu Shloshes Roy Bakar, the Gemara says. They can decide that we'll take three ignorant people and we trust their judgment, and that counts as a Din. So if they decide to take a drunk guy as a judge, that's their prerogative. It's their money, so they decide that that's okay for them. That's fine for them. So we're not gonna question it. What's the raya for Rabbeinu Yonah? So Rabbeinu Yonah's raya that it's aser for dinim mamnas. This is a medrash in Bamidbar Rabba Yud Dalid, where Batsheva chastises Shlomo HaMelech that he better not judge or paskin while he's drunk. So it sounds like it's an iser for dinim mamnas as well. The Bach in the Tshuvan Sim Memalv says that we'd paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah against Tosos based on that medrash, and that it's usher to judge also while one is drunk. Now, if the Nesivus points out in the name of the Tumim that if a person is judging alone, then even Tosos would agree. If there are no two other Dayanim and he's the only Dayan, then even Tosos would agree because no one's there to correct him if he makes a mistake. That's fine. That's in terms of Dini Mamanis. What about paskining something that's obvious? What if it's something that's, you know, someone asks you, you know, am I allowed to murder? And you say, I'm pretty sure it says in the Torah, Lo Sirtach, that you're not allowed to. So you're allowed to paskin that, or do you have to say, I'm sorry, I drank my Kiddush wine, you have to go ask a different rabbi that question? Are you allowed to pass on something that's obvious? So it's interesting. I mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this halacha, which is one of the strange things. I always meant one day to compile a list of all the halachas that are clear halachas in the Gemara, and that no one even argues are halachas, but for some reason didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. So this would fit on that list. The other one, another one, by the way, not to teach Torah to Gayim. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Afna Gemara Chagiga. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole other list of things that are clear halachos that don't make it into Shulchan Aruch. I think in Kufn and Vav, Mishnah Berurah said, you know, like for example, Magen Avraham has a list, Mishnah Berurah copies it, having a mechitza in a shul doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. But no one argues. These are blatant, clear, obvious halachos. Okay, but that's for a different time. But the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Reish Mem Beis Sif Yud Gimel that a Talmud shelo higia lahora umora, if a Talmud is not ready to paskin and he starts paskining, he hangs out his shingle and he starts paskining halachos posek in town, hareza shota rasha v'gas ruach. Not such complimentary terms. He's a fool, a wicked person, and arrogant. On that, says the Ramah, Talmidim who are not ready for it, and they decide that they want to be poskim, they want to hang out their sign that they're a posek, they're marbim machlokas, they're machrivim ha'olam. And then the Ramah says, V'yizar kol adam shelo yorek shushasu yayin. Oshar Dvarim Amshakrin, that everybody should be careful not to paskin when he's drunk wine or other things that will cause him to be intoxicated. Afilu bedavar pashut, even if it's an obvious halacha, imlo shudavar baru beposkim zil kari beravu, unless it's something that's explicit in poskim and is a zil kari berav. What does it mean, zil kari berav? That anyone could open up the book and could see black and white that's the halacha. So as long as it's a zil kari berav, apparently you're allowed to paskin. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, Parak Aleph Halach Gimel, says that you're allowed to paskin on anything that the tzedukim are modim bo. Why? What are the tzedukim modim to? Tzedukim are modim to whatever it says in Chumash. they only held of Tarshish B'Ksav, not Tarshish Baal Peh. So if it's a low Sirtzach, that you're allowed to paskin. But whatever's not explicit in Chumash, you're not allowed to paskin. The Ramah is therefore an expansion of the Rambam. The Ramah is saying, no, not just what it says in Chumash. Anything that's Mefurish in Poskim, meaning anything that's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, that anyone could open up a Shulchan Aruch and find that it's right there. So that would it doesn't involve, as long as it doesn't involve any judgment, midama milsa la milsa, any sort of tushtel, as long as it's just black and white, it's a straight halacha, so then you're allowed to poskim. That's pretty expanding. That's a pretty major expansion of the Shitas HaRambam. That's what the Taz writes as well. The Shach, however, in Sivkot and Chafalov over there in Yeridea, points out that from the Rambam, it sounds like that it has to be a pasuk, not just a well-known halacha. So the Shach says he's not sure where the Ramah got the right to expand the Rambam to such an extent. The Chedrei Deya defends the Ramah by saying that nowadays anything that's written down is like a davar mefurish, and he proves this from doing a gemar din after drinking, meaning there's a discussion if the din is already decided. Let's say you're on a din Torah and you already decided the din, can you do a gemar din after you drank something? So the Tshuvas HaRashban Chelek Aleph Sim Resh Mem Zayin says yeah, it can be gomer the din, that's not a problem because it's already been decided. So Chedrei Deya says the same thing, if you have something that's already been decided in the Shulchan Aruch, so all you're doing is reading out of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not even saying anything new. It's the Gemara didn't already happen already. You're just saying what it says already. You're not making any new judgments. So that would be mutter. There's a discussion in the Rishonim in Monei Mitzvos whether the Isser to go into the Beis Hamikdash drunk and therefore to Paskin drunk by extension is a mitzvah lo saseh in the Torah or it's not a separate mitzvah lo saseh in the Torah. The Rambam discusses in lo saseh ayin gimel in the Ramban over there, but that's beyond the halacha. In terms of the halacha, though, what seems clear if you Paskin like the Ramah, which Bnei Ashkenaz do, it would seem that someone who is drunk or avias of yayin should refrain from any judgment psak. But anything that's just explicit, black and white, just open up a kitzur shulchan aruch or whatever, and you just very clearly paskin out of what it says there, which seems to be that would be permissible unless one is so gone that he can't even read the words or that he's not even. We're talking about someone who's shasa yayin. We're not talking about someone who's completely blasted to the point that he can't even walk straight or anything like that. Okay.